Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Okay, pay attention fully. We have 1 hour to study. So I don't want anyone to fooling around, talk, and disturb others. If you are too small, you cannot write, then just sit still and listen. When you write, make sure your back straight, don't lie on the table and write. Okay? That is a symbol of lazy. Okay, good afternoon, boys and girls. Today, December 29, 2008, we are having our youth winter retreat at the Thuc Lâm Monastery. This is our annual retreat. How many retreats we have each year? 3 retreats. During what time? During when? Yes, summer, spring, and winter. And now we have our winter retreat. Usually, when we start our class, we used to say, Nam Mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. So who is Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật? He is the founder of Buddhism. This is a quick review, okay? We learned this before. So now, this is something we review. In Buddhism, you will say, why we always have Nam Mô in the front of the Buddha's name? Have you ever questioned about that? Right? You hear that kind of Nam Mô always? Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật, Nam Mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật, Nam Mô Quan Thế Âm Bồ Tát. So, what is the word Nam Mô mean? Okay, this is the Indian word. Okay, this is Pali, what we call Pali. In India, they speak 2 different kind of languages long time ago. They have Pali or Sanskrit. Pali is the southern language. Sanskrit is the northern language. Are you clear? So when we say Nam Mô, this is the original word from India. Okay, what it means? It means I pay respect. Okay, you can write the definition. I pay respect. Bổn sư, what does that mean? My teacher, your original teacher. Make sure your teacher, you write capital T. Okay? Because this is a special teacher. So how many of you here have taken refuge and become the Buddhist? You have the Buddhist name. How many here have done that? Most of you, right? So if someone asks you, who is your Bổn Sư? What do you say? Which Thầy? Which Thầy? Thầy Pháp, Pháp Hòa. Tại vì tụi con quy y với Thầy. So I am the one who gives you the Buddhist name. I am the one who transmits the precepts to you. So bổn sư is mean your teacher, my teacher. Right? And what is your teacher's name in this kind of in this sentence? What's his name? Thích Ca Mâu Ni. This is his name. Do you understand that? Phật Buddha. Okay. Sakyamuni. Sakyamuni, we pronounce into Vietnamese. Thích Ca Mâu Ni. Is that clear? This is Indian, right? India word. We pronounce Thích Ca Mâu Ni. Sakyamuni. Buddha is the title for all Buddhas. Each Buddha have different name like Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật. So another word, I pay respect to my teacher, Buddha Sakyamuni. If you will say, I pay respect to my teacher, Thích Pháp Hòa Buddha, for example. You understand that? So why we always say this name before we study, you used to come to the meeting or something, we say his name because he is the founder of Buddhism on our world and our planet. So that is why when you come to the temple, you see his statue right in the center of the temple. In the main hall of all temples, you will see the Buddha Sakyamuni. And if all the Buddhas have sat around, just around the temple, extra, right? But the main one is Sakyamuni. Why? Why? Why we name him, why we respect him right in front of the main hall. I just told you. Why is that? Because, Andrew, I biết giơ tay. Why we call his name and why we have his statue right in the center of the hall, the main hall. Yes, he is the founder of Buddhism. Okay? Okay. How many of you here have the Buddha's altar at home? You have the Buddha's altar at home. The table or some place or the cell where your father, your mother have the statue of the Buddha, some flowers, some fruits, some incense. You all have that at home, right? Do your parents pay respect every day? They burn the incense, right? They light up the incense and they bow. Do you do that along with them? You do that with them too? Yes. Make sure you do it every day. If you don't do the same time with your mom and your dad, you will do by yourself. Okay? Every day before you go to bed or before you go to school. Doesn't matter when, at least you do it once a day. Stand in front of the Buddha. Okay? With your hand joined. Bow deeply down how many times? Three times, yes. And why three? Not four, not five, not six, not ten, but why three? We learned this already. Minh Tien?
Three groups. The Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha.
Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, what do we call this? We don't call three groups, but we call the three three what? Or three level of government? Yes or no? No. We don't call three levels of government. We call... Who said yes? Okay. Buddha, Dharma, see? That's why when we repeat this, and some of you will say, oh, I know this, I learned it. But you don't remember. You learn it, you don't remember, that means you still don't learn. Okay? Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. What do we call these three? The triple what? Triple gems. Now you remember it. Sometimes we call the three jewels. Sometimes we call the three jewels. You just back from a bakery or what? I see. Thank you for coming and joining with us. We're so happy to see you back. Cold? Yeah. Did you eat?
Yeah.
Okay, boys and girls. That's why Thầy is always remind you. These are the three important things that you must remember. Please, okay? The three jewels. These are the three important things in Buddhism. You cannot remember, then write it down. After you wrote it down, then please don't throw it away. Keep it. Read it once a while to remind you. Buddha is the enlightened one. Right? Dharma is the teaching of the Buddha. Sangha is the community of practitioner. That's why we bow three bows. We bow three bows stand for the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. There is a story about a person. This is one of the teachers, he said. A silly person who learned a lot of things that they're not supposed to learn. Things supposed to learn, they don't learn. Can you clear on that? Let's say you go to school, you're supposed to learn something from your teacher, but you don't learn that much. You go out, you learn how to swear. You learn how to do bad things from your friends. That is the something you should not learn, but you learn. Right? You're supposed to go to retreat. You're supposed to go to temple or church to learn, but you don't learn. So things you're supposed to learn, you don't learn. Things you are not supposed to learn, then you learn. Also, something you learned, but not completely. You don't learn completely the meaning of everything. Half-half. So someone asks you, Yeah, I think I learned, but I forgot. I knew it. I attend retreat for 10 years already. But when I ask back some simple things, you don't know. You don't know, I still repeat. Repeat until you know. So if you come to the class, you say, oh, Thai, why you say old stuff all the time? I say old stuff, but you never memorize it. That's still very new. Okay? So, why we bow three bows? Say it, please. Because it stands for the triple gems, or the three jewels, right? Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. What is Buddha? The enlightened one. The Buddha is like the teacher. Okay, another word you can put in the bracket, the teacher. Okay, Dharma means the way to practice. Sangha means community. There. The teacher who show you the way, and you come together as a group to learn. So are we here in this moment? Do we meet the triple gem? Yes. We have the Buddha as our teacher. We have his teaching right here, we learn. We come together as a community. We are here, triple gem. And remember, community means harmony. Okay? If you fight, you are not a community of practitioners. If you argue, you are not. Are you clear what I said? You want Thai to speak in English or Vietnamese? Huh? Okay. Again, remember, every day, doesn't matter in the morning or in the evening, but I ask you to go home from now on every day, once a day, you do what? Stand in front of the altar of the Buddha. Pay respect. Lai Phật. Bow the Buddha. How many times? Three times. And if you have any wish, you can silently make your wish. For instance, you stand in front of the Buddha, join your hands. You can look at the Buddha or you can close your eyes and say, Dear Buddha, my name is Joshua. Who is that? Okay. Dear Buddha, my name is such and such. Can you please bless my family, my mother, my father, to be happy and healthy? May our whole family to practice well in your teaching. And then you can bow down three times. Then you go to bed. Or you go to school. Are you promised you will do it every day? I ask, I request, please do that. Every day you do that. The Buddha will be with you. The Buddha will give you support and bless. Let's say if your grandma is sick, you can stand in front of the Buddha and say, Buddha, can you please bless my grandma? You can say her name out. If you don't know her name, fine. Just say, my grandma. Can you please bless my grandma? She is very sick now. Once a while, when I open the donation box, I receive a very short note from a young girl, a young boy. This is what they say. Dear Thai, can you please pray for my grandfather? He is very sick and I am very sad when I come to the hospital. I see him, he is very painful and I also very painful. Please ask the Buddha to support my grandma, my grandfather. that person is very nice. Like yesterday, when I give out a prayer bead to the adults, and there was a young girl who come to Thai and say, "Thai, can I have one for my grandma? She is very sick in the hospital in Ontario. I will send it to her." You see? So when you do something, you thinking about your family, your parents, your grandparents, you can stand in front of the Buddha and ask for help. Are you clear? Okay, please do that every day. This is part of your practice. You are the Buddhism. You're student of the Buddha. You should do this every day. Okay. When you look at the altar at home, what do you see on the altar that your parents set on the altar? What do you have? Flower. What else? What else, Jason? Fruit. Okay, let us put the list, okay? We can take here. Now we can make the list. The altar has two dots. Okay, what else? First, what do we have? Flower. What else? Name it out. Fruit. What else? Say it. Mark. Buddha statue. Okay. What else? I know you see a lot. Yes, of course. What is on the table? Big boy, big girl. Lee? Besides fruit and flowers, what else we have? Lights. What else? Think about the altar at home and tell Thai. Kevin? The ash, what we call that, incense bowl, okay, where you stick the incense. Incense bowl. Vietnamese we call lư hương. Okay, con có thể mở ngoặc con ghi nè. Lư hương. Incense bowl. Is that how we write incense? What else? No. Altar of the Buddha first. Then we have Buddha statue here. Buddha's picture. Who passed away? After. What else do you have? What's this? Do you have water at the Buddha's altar? Yes, right? Somebody, yes, somebody, no, right? But let's put down. Cups of water. Okay. And then we have incense, right? Of course. Okay, now, do you think the Buddha eats and drink all of this? No. No, but why we set it on the altar? Huh? Yes, we respect, we want to offer, okay? But today, we are learning the meaning of these things. Mấy đứa lớn phải attention ha. Cái này mình đã học rồi mà thầy dạy lại đó. Okay, first of all, we have flower. Flowers. What is the flower stand for? On the altar, when we have the flower on the altar, when we offer the flower to the Buddha, it reminds us to live freshly like the flower. Do you love flower? Do you like flowers? Yes, because the flower is beautiful and fresh, right? So therefore, we vow to live like the flower. We come to each other as the flower. Okay? Live beauty life like a flower. Come to each other. No, let's say this. Treat each other as beauty, as flower. Are you clear? Like you like someone or some your friend or your friend is birthday, you may buy a bunch of flowers because it's nice and beauty. So you treat each other. Make sure you treat each other as nice as the flower. For example, if you see your friends having dinner, he doesn't have a napkin. When you grab one for you, take an other extra, give it to him. Is that a nice way? Is the nice treat? Yes. So if you treat each other as beauty like that, you are the flower. So when you put the flower on the altars to offer, doesn't mean the Buddha needs the flower, but it stands for the practice of yourself. You vow to live as beauty as the flower. Is that clear? So you know the meaning of the flower, right? The second meaning of the flower. Impermanent. How to say impermanent. How to spell impermanent? I am P E R M E N impermanent. It means, do you understand this meaning? Impermanent means life changing all the time. The changing of life. Okay? Impermanent means the changing of life. How many of you here can give Thai an example about the changing of life? Do you see the changing of life every day? Yes or no? Yes! I see many of you when you very little. Right? Remember? But now, look how big you are. How old are you now? You see that? Lại mình tấn, mình tiến. Very little. They go to the temple. Do you remember 2004? 10 of us go to California. San Diego, right? And at that time, Brian, very small, he go the same boat with me, and suddenly the boat moved to the very top of the hill and go down, and he cried. He said, I never go this boat again. But now, see, look at Brian, how big he was. Changing of life. Thai is also changed, right? 20 years ago, I am only a boy with 15 years old. But now I am 35 years old. You see, the life always changed. Thảo nè, hồi đó thầy Dharma Talk Sunday, Thảo stand up and Thảo đọc kinh. Giờ Thảo đọc nữa không? Bây giờ mắc cỡ, không lên đọc nữa. You see that changing? So why we look at the flower and we see the changing? Why? Because the flower is beautiful and fresh today, but the next week or the next 2 weeks, the flower will go bad and become and die and become garbage. Right? So when you look at the flower, you can see the impermanence of life, the changing of life. Did you learn the meaning of the flowers now? Okay. Next, the meaning of the fruit. Okay, we have the fruit. When you go to, okay, tell Thai. Before we have the fruit, what do we have first? The what? The seed, right? Before it become the fruit, it was a seed. But if you water that seed, you plant that seed, what happened to the seed? Grow up as a tree and give us some fruit, right? So the fruit on the altar stand for the law of cause and effect. The fruit symbol stand for the law of cause and effect. Vietnamese say nhân quả. Nhân is the seed. Quả means the fruit. When you understand this, you can see it's beautiful. And right on the altar of the Buddha, you can see the basic Buddhism, the basic learning for a human. As a human, you must know about the law of cause and effect. If you plant an orange, what do you have as a fruit? Orange. There is no way that you plant orange, but you get pepper. Or you plant pepper, you get orange. That's impossible. Is that correct? Yes. When you do good thing, then you will have good results. When you do bad thing, you will have bad results. That is the law of cause. What you cause, it will become an effect. What you plant, it will become the fruit. So the fruit on the altar remind you, do good things. That's why every day before you eat, Thầy taught you what to say. Nguyện không làm điều xấu. Nguyện làm các điều lành, việc lành. Không làm việc xấu, làm các việc lành. Do not do bad things. Do good things. help people. If you can remember these three things for your life, and your life will never have any bad fruits. Okay, boys and girls, tell Thai, when you go to the market to buy some fruits, you select the bad one to buy or you select the good one to buy? You always choose the good one to buy, right? So therefore, choose good things to do. Very simple. When you eat, you know how to choose good food to eat. Then when you speak good words. Make sure your words don't make people suffer. Make sure your words never make people hurt. Because when you eat, you know how to choose and take good food. Then when you talk, talk good. Is that fair? Same here. I say, when it is time for you to play, then play. When it is time to study, study. We cannot mix up. Is that clear? Same thing at home. Monday to Friday, no games. Only study. If you watch TV, select some channel that help you to learn. There are a lot of channels, lot of violence. Why you need to watch those kind of movies? It only inspire your violence in you. No good for yourself. So if you cause the wrong way, what happened as an effect? You plant wrong seed, you get wrong fruit. Very important. This law is found by the Buddha, but he is not the one who created. This is the truth of life. Okay? This is the truth of life. But a lot of us, we forgot this. So the Buddha reminds us about the seed and the fruit. You go to the temple. You learn good things. You don't remember them all, but at least a few words from it. At least you still know that we have retreat every year, 3 times a year. So plan your time, set up your time so you can attend. You be with your friends and learn something for your daily life. Do you go to school right now? Yes. So you go to school now is what? You are planting the seed. So when you graduate in high school is your fruit. You spend 10 years in school. Now you get the diploma. You study hard. You get good mark. You skip school. What happened? You also get a diploma. But what kind of diploma is that? Huh? A bad one. A complaint diploma. So, some people will say, oh, he is a... We honor him. He have an honor diploma. But he is also... But someone else will say, oh, he is very honored in the bad group of people. Very famous. Okay? So... What is the meaning of the fruit? Stand for what? Stand for what? The law of cause and effect. How many still don't understand this meaning yet? You don't understand this meaning yet? Okay. I give you some more example. Okay? When you go to school, you have problem with your friends. And if that happens, do not fight. Go to your teacher. Tell your teacher what happened. And if he continued to do it, or she continued to do it, she will in trouble. If because of your anger, because of you upset, you may fight with that person, the school will suspend you. You cannot go to school, or you will have a bad mark in your report card. You have a note complaint from your teacher to your parents. You in trouble. See? A minute you do things without thinking, all things go wrong. You clear? So, when you do something, make sure you think carefully. That is the meaning of the light. So why we have the light on the altar? Stand for your deep understanding. So write it down. The light stand for your stand for our understanding. Our wisdom, another word, think carefully before you do something. If someone asks you, I give you $50, can you please bring this bag of drugs and go and give to that man at the corner? Will you do it? No. You think $50 cannot buy your life. If the police caught you, you're in jail, you have a black record. So that $50 cannot do anything for you. So never greed. Okay? Greed for money. That's no good. Huh? That's greed. That's greedy. The Buddha say, greedy, hatred, and ignorance are the three danger poisons. Okay? Think carefully before you do something. Your friends say, Jason, skip school. Go with me. Okay. If you say, okay, you skip school, you skip once, you're able to skip the second time, the third time, the fourth time. It leads you, it brings you to the wrong way. And when you, at the very beginning, you have the wrong plan, then you also will have the wrong fruit. Are you clear why we have the lights on the Buddha on the altar? Stand for your understanding. Think before you do. What else we have? Now okay, now we have the incense. How many of you here like to burn the incense? I see some of you every time when you go to temple, you light up the incense, right? And now Thay will explain why we have incense, why we burn the incense. Incense stand for respect and obey the rules. the rule of life or the rule of the country. I am sure if you go home, you ask your parents, Mom, Dad, do you know why we have the fruits? They will say no, because they don't learn. But today you learn this, you can explain to them. And keep this in mind. Keep this in mind, because these are the basic learning you can practice in your daily life. Every time when you do something, think carefully. Stand for the light. If you do bad things, you get bad results. That is the fruit, right? Treat each other well, like the flower. Okay? Keep the rule. What are the rules of life? As human, we don't kill each other. Is that true? Why no? Huh? You don't kill people. You don't steal things from others. You don't take things from others. Mày đưa dưới ha. Something someone do not give us permission to take, we do not take. Another word, don't steal. Do not steal. Never lie. Lying is a very bad for young people, for young kids. As parents, we will accept you tell us the truth. Even that truth is very negative. But we still want to listen to that. We don't want you to lie to us. That is the rule. And if you do that, you are beautiful, like you are the fragrance of the incense. So when we talk about the incense, we talk about the smell, right? The fragrance of the incense. The incense of the beautiful smell. Is that correct? So when we say incense, automatically we know the incense smells good. So when you do good things, the fragrance of your morality, your merit, people will respect and like it and love it. So remember, do not steal, do not lie. Lying is very bad. Anything went wrong with you, honestly come to your parents and tell them. Even if they are very negative, but we still like what you tell us the truth. So we can help you. If you by accident you do something wrong, tell us. We will try our best to help you. Don't lie. Because if you lie, we don't know what's wrong with you. How can we help? Remember, as parents, we will do your best to support you. Like if you are a student of Thai, you have something, you come to Thai and tell. You don't have to hide anything. You don't need to hide. We are here to help you. Just say out what you need. What's wrong with you? So, the incense stands for we respect the rule. For example, if you are driving, you see the stop sign, what do? If you see the U sign, what happened? Slow down, right? Look carefully and then go. But if you see the stop sign, make sure you stop. If you see the yellow light, what happened? Slow down. Red light, green light. See? You follow the rule of driving, the rule of the country. Then what happened? Anything went wrong with you? Do you need to go to jail? Do you need to see the police? No. You don't go over speed. You don't have to worry whether you get a ticket or not. Okay? So every time when you burn the incense, remember, remind you, Buddha, I vow to do good things. Buddha, I vow to avoid bad things. You clear? Why we burn incense, right? Okay. Now, we talk about the water. The water stands for your loving kindness. Your patience. You see, when you offer to the Buddha, okay, make sure you only offer clear water, no tea, no coffee, no chocolate milk. Okay? When you put water on the altar to offer the Buddha, what kind of water is that? Only clear water. Okay? Nothing else. Don't say, oh, I like hot chocolate milk. And you say, Buddha like it, so I buy it. Maybe you like it. And you say, Buddha like it. Yes, of course. You can offer any kind of water, liquid to the Buddha. It comes from your heart. But when you put, you know, but truly clear water only. Why clear? Like clear water stands for your loving kindness. It's clear and tasty like this. There's nothing you drink other than water. You need a lot of water for your body. Yes, we need water to survive. It's the same as you need loving for this life. You need the kindness, right? You like people to treat you good. Then you have to treat people good too. In this life, if you don't have loving kindness for others, this life will be no meaning. Right? In this life, if we have no love for each other, there will be no meaning. Andrew. This is very important, loving kindness. You go to school, if you don't have loving kindness for your friends, lot of problems will be happening. Again, in this life, loving kindness is very needed. This is the nutrition for life. The same as the water we need for our body. 75% water in your body. The patient, okay? Calm and clear. When you upset, don't say anything. Don't do anything. Find a corner. Sit quietly to calm yourself down. The same as the water. When, let's say if I put a spoon of dust in here, it will look very dirty, right? But if I leave it sit like this, everything will sink down after. The glass of the water need time to sit still and sunk everything down. Same thing. When you have a lot of things happen in your heart, in your mind, find a spot, sit quietly, let your mind, let your body calm down. When you calm down, you will get cool and clear like the water. So is that the way to practice? Is that one of the way to practice? Yes, it is. Tomorrow, we'll have a small quiz, a contest on this kind of things. Okay, I will ask, you answer. So, now, we have the statue of the Buddha. Why we have the statue of the Buddha? Because that is the image where you can focus, help you to focus, to concentrate, and to direct your mind. Say, write down the image of the Buddha help you, help us to focus and direct our mind. Please don't make messy in your notes. I want you to keep the notes well. When you keep your notes well, year by year, 10 years later, you will look at your note and you will find something very cute there. Oh, when I was 6, this is what how my handwriting was when I'm 6. Now I'm 16 years old. You will look back. Lots of memories, lots of good things. This is how you nourish your mind. This is how you nourish your time when you are a little kid. Good boy. Nice handwriting. Okay. Any question? So again, do not say that there's no meaning when we set up something on the altar. It always has the meaning, right? And today you have learned that. Why we have the fruit, the flowers, the candles, the incense, the water, and the Buddha's image. Do you remember the song, Happiness is Here and Now? You still remember the song? Okay, let's just sing this song before we go out and play. Good. Okay, boys and girls. Thank you for your listening. And thank you for your interruption too. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Happiness is here and now. I have dropped my worries. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. No longer in a hurry. Happiness is here and now. I have dropped my worries. Somewhere to go, something to do, but no need to hurry. Happiness is here and now. Happiness is here and now. I have dropped my worries. Somewhere to go, something to do. Có nhớ bài thở vào thở ra không? 2 3 Thở vào thở ra. If you want to stay here for another hour to study, I'm more than welcome. Hey, look at this board. Okay, đọc theo thầy. Thở vào, thở ra, thở vào, thở ra, là hoa. Tươi mát là núi vững vàng, nước tĩnh lặng chiếu không gian thênh thang. Rồi bây giờ mình hát bài này ha. 2 3 Thở vào thở ra là hoa tươi mát, là núi vững vàng, nước tình lặng chiếu không gian thênh thang. I still cannot hear you. 2 3 Thở vào. Not loud enough. 2 3 Thở vào, thở ra, là hoa tươi mát, là núi vững vàng, nước tình lặng chiếu, không gian thênh thang. Thở vào, thở ra, là hoa tươi mát, là núi vững vàng, nước tình lặng chiếu không gian thênh thang. Giờ mình làm nè ha. 2 3 Thở vào thở ra, là hoa tươi mát, là núi vững vàng, nước tình lặng chiếu không gian thân thang. 2 3 Thở vào thở ra, là hoa tươi mát, là núi vững vàng, nước tình lặng chiếu không gian thân thang. Let me explain. Breathing in, breathing out. I am the flower, very fresh. I am the mountain, very solid. I am the calm water, reflecting. I am the space, very wide. Is that beautiful? Okay? Breathing in, breathing out. I am the flower, I am the mountain. I am the mountain, I am the water, I am the space. 2 3 Thở vào, thở ra, là hoa tươi mát, là núi vững vàng, nước tình lặng chiếu. Trai không làm hả? Không làm thì lên đây nè. 2, 3. Thở vào, thở ra là hoa tươi mát, là núi vững vàng, nước tình lặng chiếu, không gian thênh thang. Bây giờ chiều hôm nay mấy đứa lớn có plan đi ra ngoài không? Hả? Yes or no? Okay, boys and girls, small kid, you play inside. You play inside. Okay, anyone, only boys and girls, if you want to go out, only for big brother and big sister from 12 over. Okay, if you're under 12, stay inside. Chắp tay lại. Hands off the table. Join your hands. Okay, listen. After we finish, make sure you put away your note. We will continue the class this evening and tomorrow morning. So please do not throw away your notes. I will take a look tomorrow. Okay? Your robe, you also put nice and neat at somewhere that you can find it again. For those who go outside, please wear warm. Okay? Do not go home and bring your sickness home. And your parents say, oh, because you go to the retreat. Okay? If you go outside, make sure you have enough warmth. And if not, you stay inside and play. Leave the tables here blank because we need to set up the table for dinner. Okay, stand up. Don't go yet. Stand. Sit down. If I still can hear the noise of the chairs, then we have to practice a very small thing. Stand up silently. We are unable to do it. What can we do? I want you to stand up without noise. Sit down. When you sit down, still noise. Now you stand up. Now you can sit down. You can sit down. I think someone wants to play game with you. Okay, put away your pens, your notes, your robe, wear warm before you go out.